So I want to start by thanking all of you for coming out this morning. After having seen in your weekly connections, what in the world is Imbolc? So I'm going to guess that overall, not that many of you have ever heard of the holiday of Imbolc before. Some of you who grew up Catholic may have heard of St. Bridget's Day, but not that other one. Most of us pick up our hymnal and we turn to the hymn, but we never notice that in the front of it, we have our seven UU principles that we live by, one of which is the interconnectedness and existence of all things. But we also have the sources that we as UUs draw from. And one of those is, and I quote, "spiritual teachings of earth-centered traditions which celebrate the sacred circle of life and instruct us to live in harmony with the rhythms of nature." Imbolc is one of these holidays on the wheel of the year that marks the passing of the time and the seasons. And while other earth-centered traditions might call it by a number of different names, we all celebrate it 6 months later in the Southern Hemisphere. So the basics. What is it? Imbolc means in the belly. It's the time of year when all is pregnant and expectant, and only just visible, if at all, like the gentle curve of a just-showing pregnancy. It's the promise of renewal, of hidden potential, of the earth awakening and the life force stirring. It's considered the transition of the start from winter to spring. And before you all go shaking your heads wondering if I have bothered to notice that it is almost February and we have a lot of snow left to receive, believe me, I've noticed. I've also noticed that on my walks, I'm starting to see more birds than I did in December. And I'm starting to see the buds on the trees and some of the bushes. Now, yes, they're a long way away from popping into their full leafy splendor, but it's starting. This is the time of year where lambs begin being born, and the days are becoming noticeably lighter again. I left for choir on Wednesday, and I could still see things. And the first sprigs of dandelions are starting to appear in our yards. Now, you might be wondering about that whole St. Bridget's Day I mentioned earlier. Well, Imbolc is traditionally a celebration for the goddess Bridget, and when the church, with a big C, came around, they adopted her as one of their saints. She is the goddess or the patroness of fire, of sun, and of the hearth, as well as the goddess of learning, poetry, prophecy, healing and healers, and blacksmiths. So now that we've sort of all been to school and gotten to the basics, here is where we get to the good bits about why we care, and how does Haley's reflection and our month's theme of integrity tie into all of this? Well, on Imbolc, part of the preparation that pagans will do to get ready is to clean house, both literally and spiritually. We clean our houses to get rid of the dust and shake off the cobwebs of winter. It's almost a ritual in itself, or maybe that's just what we tell us to make cleaning the bathrooms go down easier. We fix all of the broken things, and we realize that that thing in the garage that broke 3 years ago is still there. And we either need to fix it, find a new home for it, or dispose of it if it's proper. We clean our closets, or at least we start the process, and we try not to keep things that we no longer need. And then we examine our own heads and our hearts and either decide how to deal with the things that no longer serve our spirits or how to move forward with it. Here's where that integrity part comes in. We have to be honest with ourselves, which is always easier said than done. Many, many years ago, I realized that the religious tradition that I grew up in was one of those things that no longer served my spirit. So after much studying and a lot of soul searching, I finally left it behind and became a pagan. It was about being true to myself, even though it hadn't always been easy. You see, people often feel the need to pray for me and to loudly inform me of where they believe I'm going to go after I am no longer here, among other things. Haley may not have had the same tradition and journey that I did, but she too left behind a lot of those traditions that did not feed her spirit. And she has the scars that doing so can leave on one's heart, too. This is the time of year where we examine relationships, and we see if there are ways to mend the hurtful ones, or if we decide that they should be left behind like the cold of winter. But just as we leave the dust and the things that no longer belong, we also look to bringing things into newness, to have them bloom. Maybe it's time to look into a new job that you might find more fulfilling, or to pick up an old hobby that brings you joy. Maybe you decide that it's time to go on more walks to enjoy the changing weather, and maybe turn it into a habit. So to celebrate Imbolc, different traditions have a number of different rituals that they do to celebrate. Wiccans have theirs, solitary druids like me have ours, Native Americans and other First Peoples have theirs, and to cover even a small portion of them would keep us all here all day, and absolutely nobody wants that. That said, there is one thing that pretty much all of us agree on and all of us do. We plant things. Trees, plants, seeds, bulbs. And we ask that those that we celebrate with do so also. We do this to remember that even though winter may seem dark and lifeless, nature is resilient. Even after devastating wildfires, nature is resilient. In the turning of time, new life will abound. So I'm going to invite all of you to take part in Imbolc in your own way, in a way that helps you be your most true self. Go for a walk and look around, or if you can't go for a walk, open a window and take in the change in the air. Knock the dust off of things. Plant something, even if it's just some herbs in cups on your windowsill. Write some poetry. Replenish your first aid kit in case someone needs some healing. Cook something out of joy or curiosity instead of just the necessity of they all want food for dinner again. Listen to some birds. Share a coffee with a neighbor. Do something new that you always wanted to do but never got around to doing. Go outside in the sunshine and dance. have a blessed in bulk, and blessed be.